I've seen all sorts of sheds in my time, but if you're after a shed, you better get moving because the price of steel is heading up. Best Sheds is a family-owned business that have the best sheds with a 20-year manufacturer's warranty. They stand by the quality and durability of their sheds for your peace of mind. So, come on, team, let's hit the sheds before we get hit by the price rise. Best Sheds, 100% Australian-owned and manufactured. Visit bestsheds.com.au.
We buy stock that you can't move. Buymystock.com.au.
If your business has stock that you just can't move, you need buymystock.com.au. They're stock clearing experts and can turn your unwanted stock into cash. Big or small, they'll clear it all. Make your unwanted stock problems go away. Visit buymystock.com.au today. Buymystock.com.au.
We buy stock that you can't move. Buymystock.com.au.
$100 just for switching your internet provider? Mate. Switch your internet to Mate and enter the promo code MATE100 on sign up to get $100 credit on your account once connected. You heard right. Get $100 credit just for switching and connecting internet with Mate. Be quick, limited time offer. Visit letsbemates.com.au or search Mate online.
Credit applied 28 days after activation. Terms and conditions apply.
Have a think about this. If you love working outside and the idea of being your own boss excites you, then you may want to listen up. 1300 Temp Fence are looking for subcontractors right now. As a 1300 Temp Fence subcontractor, you'll have access to uncapped earning potential and the opportunity to be involved in delivering some of our nation's largest events and major infrastructure projects. To find out more about this unmissable opportunity, apply now at 1300tempfence.com.au.
When you're en route to adventure...
Are we there yet?
...and your family needs to breathe easy, be Ryco ready. When the road ahead is long... ...and you need to deliver, be Ryco ready. When you're out in the bush... ...and you need superior protection, be Ryco ready. We constantly adapt our filters to perform under the toughest Australian conditions... ...so you can be Ryco ready for anything. Next time you need your filters changed, ask your mechanic... For Ryko.
At the Daily Telegraph, we're for giving you great value. Get digital access to our news, including sports and entertainment, for just $3.50 a week for the first 12 weeks. Min costs $14. Conditions apply. Search Daily Telegraph offer today.
What's for lunch? Eat good, feel good with rolled Vietnamese. Fern noodle soups, banh mi baguettes, and rice paper rolls. Made fresh and healthy in store every day. Download the Rolled app, order now. Rolled, fast, fresh, Vietnamese.
The Captain's Run with Cameron Smith and Denon Kemp, Thursday mornings from 9 on Sydney's home of sport, 1170 SEN.
On SEN, this is Afternoons with Jimmy Smith.
Sure is, and we're going to Adrian Prezenko very shortly. Before we do that, who's presenting you with your jersey? This is Jimmy. Any South Sydney supporter of my vintage, it has to be the Redfern Express, Terry Fay. Mark from Mortdale. There you go, Mark. Good on you. Now, this is relevant to what we're going to talk to Adrian about. This comes in from Bobby. Jim, on my way out to Kurnell this morning and the footy field next to the skate park, I know it well, Bobby, I noticed a strange sight, Penrith Panthers having a light training run. Ivan on the sideline, still on crutches. There you go. There's a bit of intel. Adrian Prezenko's got plenty of intel. He's the Sydney Morning Herald's chief rugby league reporter. He's on the line. G'day, Adrian.
Yes, good afternoon, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, really well, mate. But that's interesting. The Panthers in Sharks territory, but you've got news on a Panthers player as well.
Yeah, one of the guys that can't get a start at the moment for them consistently is Charlie Steyn. I think it's fair to say that he won't be at the club next year. He had been, I guess, groomed as potentially a long-term fullback for the club, but Dylan Edwards has certainly more than cemented that given the way he's playing. There's probably a feeling that Stephen Crichton would be next in line, and a couple of clubs that are having a bit of a sniff around are the West Tigers and the Bulldogs. But the interesting thing there is that they don't have a coach at the moment. So there's no point getting a player and then deciding that the coach doesn't want said player. But the interesting thing is that they're both sniffing around Cameron Serraldo, who obviously knows what Charlie Staines, the Forbes Ferrari, is capable of. So that will be one to keep an eye on. And it's an important weekend for him in that he has been picked as part of a very strong Samoan team.
Yep.
And can get to show his wares this weekend.
Yeah. Look, I'm a firm believer that fullback's his spot, given the requirements of the modern-day winger. I don't think he's got the size for that. But he would have looked tiny out there with him amongst his Samoan teammates. You were out at training, mate. What did you see?
I had a look yesterday. I sat out and watched them train and spoke to a few of their players and, some terrific talent out there. We saw Ronald Volkman, who made his debut on the weekend. Guys like Josh Schuster, Anthony Milford. I mentioned Charlie Staines. Chanel Harris-Tavita. He's an interesting story insofar as he feared that when he declared that he was going to finish up with rugby league at the end of the season, that it might cost him a Samoan jersey.
Yes.
And that's something close to his heart. But he's very pleased that he's been given a chance to represent his heritage. And, you've got a few experienced guys out there, such as, Marty Tapau, and then, the young guys like Taylan May and Isaac Tago. So a good mix, and will be great to see if they can reproduce the sort of rise that Tonga did. They, obviously, a few years ago, burst onto the international stage, led by the likes of Jason Taumalolo and Andrew Fifita, and really looking forward to the Test match footy, which we haven't had for about 2.5 years, Jimmy.
It's going to be amazing. So I can't wait for this weekend. You'll hear it all on 1170 SEN. There's a little part of me that says maybe Chanel Harris-Tavita can go to the Rugby League World Cup and then start his travelling and writing series from there, which I think is what he's looking to do next year. Just on international footy, mate, Rugby League World Cup, as we've talked about it, and this weekend, there's a lot of people dissatisfied with it. I know your colleague at the Nine Entertainment Company, Phil Gould, has slammed the scheduling of it. Is there a solution? I think everyone likes the idea of international footy, and they love it when, Samoa and Tonga are playing, but the clubs just don't want to fit it in. How do we find a solution to that?
Well, if it's up to the clubs, we'll never play international football.
That's right.
Because they're always
concerned
about, releasing their best players, the prospect of injury. I know that the NRL has tweaked the rules a little bit so that there's a little bit of salary cap compensation if your player gets injured representing their nation. And there's also, the idea of now playing it standalone. So it's on the Origin weekend. And also the judiciary tweaks so that if, the clubs aren't as impacted as they would normally be. But you've got to have it sometime. And I think now's as good a time as any. We've got the game being taken to Perth for Origin. And why not, while the rest of the club footy's off, celebrate the international game, particularly given it's been a long hiatus as well.
Yeah. The difficulty arises around those dual eligibility, where there's someone available for Queensland and or New South Wales and one of the teams that are playing that weekend. So that's going to be a challenge. Hey, we spoke a lot, and I'm not sure we found any solution, but we certainly tossed around some ideologies around the transgender athletes and the response from the International Rugby League. You've written about that today and what the NRL are considering on doing. Have you got further insight for me and for the listeners on that, Adrian?
Well, it's an interesting one insofar as that's an International Rugby League decision, although two members of the Australian Rugby League Commission also sit on that IRL board in Wayne Pearce and Peter Beattie. So
yes,
I would suggest that when the NRL eventually settle on a policy, that it won't be, too dissimilar, I suspect, to what we've seen so far from the IRL. But the interesting thing is, Jimmy, and I think this is a bit like, if I can use the Israel Folau analogy, like I'd ask the NRL, would you, or a club might say, well, would you register Israel Folau? And they'll say, well, we've got nothing to consider. If you've got an application, we'll consider it. I suspect that it's a similar situation with this situation, that they'll actually wait until such time as they have a case study or an actual athlete who is in a situation. I think it's helpful that the IRL have gotten ahead of the issue rather than making it about the athlete, which it will inevitably be when this eventually comes to a head for the National Rugby League or the WNRL.
Yes.
But at the moment, the talk from head office is that, you know, we've employed a panel of experts. We're going through the issue, and we haven't landed on a landing point as yet.
Okay. So the AFLW had their own issues around this a number of years ago. I think that was really early on in this whole debate. FINA, of course, have their immediate concern, whether that's the right word or not, with Leah Thomas, who's has done incredible things in the NCAA tournaments over there, swimming carnivals and so forth. So that's why we've had that ruling. It's not straightforward, mate. We've had lots of discussions here, but it's a very important discussion that needs to be had as well. You heading over to Perth, mate?
No, I'll be at Campbelltown Stadium on Saturday, which I'm really looking forward to. But a couple of great international games, and obviously we'll watch with a great deal of interest the Tonga New Zealand match as well. And Jimmy, I mean, it's I had a look at the odds for Australia, and they're, you know, the bookmakers have got them as a lay down mazare. But I'll look at the strength of the New Zealand team with, you know, those sort of key forwards out of Melbourne, and then you've got a spine of Dylan Brown, Joey Manu at fullback, Brandon Smith, Jerome Hughes. I mentioned some of the guys in the Samoan side that I think they'll be a big improver. England, you know, you've got Tonga with Wayne Bennett sort of part of that brains trust, at least in the short term. I think that they're ready to pop as well. So really looking forward to the international footy.
Well, there was a listener last week who said, what price all four semi-final teams come from the Southern Hemisphere, which is not outrageous.
It's not outrageous at all.
I will see you out there at Campbelltown Stadium on Saturday. We're covering all those games for 1170 SEN. Adrian, thank you for today.
Looking forward to it. Cheers, Jimmy.
Adrian Prezenko there with all the latest from the world of rugby league. All right, let's get to the news. After the news, we're back. We're finding out what's trending with our man, Coach K.